Welcome to Changemaker with founder of Gypsy Tea and social entrepreneur Zina Muzika.
This new podcast is to help you embrace change and experience amazing people and entrepreneurs. We're going to be sharing secrets, habits, and change-making abilities with you so that you can apply them to your life and make a life of your dreams.
This is Changemaker with Zina Muzika.
Hey, Changemakers. Welcome to another episode of Changemaker. I'm your host, Zina Muzika. I am excited today because we have an addict to certainty that we're interviewing, and I think that I can completely qualify as an addict to certainty myself. Allison Carmen is a former attorney. She was an addict, but her addiction wasn't to drugs, alcohol, or even gambling. It was to certainty. Every moment, Allison desperately sought to know or predict what would happen next, which trapped her in a spiral of anxiety, uncertainty, and fear. Now she's a life coach and business consultant, and she's got a new book out called The Gift of Maybe, Finding Hope and Possibility in Uncertain Times. And we're going to talk about how she embraced the concept of maybe. And welcome so much, Allison, to the show. I mean, I said, hey, are you going to, you know, is it okay to ask these questions? She said, maybe. Are you ready to do this podcast? Maybe. I thought, okay, great. My kids, you know, can I have dessert? Maybe. I do use that a lot. So welcome.
Well, Zina, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So tell me how, so you're an attorney and maybe attorneys have to get comfortable with maybe and try to kill it, right? Kill all potential maybes.
Well, you know, for me, it started way before my problem started, way before I actually became an attorney. And as you started the show, I always say I was addicted to certainty. And the reason I say that is because I needed to know what was going to happen next. And if I didn't know what was going to happen, I projected things were going to be bad or things weren't going to work out. And I think a lot of us do that in society. We're so worried that we're not okay. We make all these plans. They don't work out. We lose ground. And we kind of can't handle the everyday life, the everyday uncertainty that comes our way. And so what I find a lot of us do is that we write stories about what needs to happen for us to be okay. So the story could be like, I'm going to have this job until I retire. I'm going to have this amount of money in the bank until I'm 50. My child's going to go to this college so they'll get a good job and have a good life. And so we hold on to these stories and they make us feel certain. But then when life throws us a curveball, we can't handle it because we believed life was going to be a certain way. So if you lose your job, you don't have that money, your child doesn't get into that college. Some people, they worry, they have anxiety, they spin out, and they can't quite get back to this place of center, of peace and balance where they could open up to life again. And for me, because I was so worried things weren't going to work out in my life, my grand story was I was going to become an attorney. I was going to get a job at a large law firm. I was going to make a lot of money. I was going to have no more uncertainty. The balloons were going to come down. Everything was going to be great. And I actually pursued these goals, and I became an attorney. And I actually remember walking to work my first day at that large law firm thinking, I've arrived. And the second day of work, my office mate comes in and says, Allison, did you hear they're firing half the first years? And I was a first year. So all of a sudden, this whole story that I based so much of my life on, it just vanished into thin air. And I started to worry, what's going to happen next? How will I pay my rent? What will my parents think? And I reached a new level of anxiety that I didn't recover from for a very long time. And I stopped sleeping, and my immune system became compromised, and everything became a worry. Are they going to like my memo? Because they ended up not firing me. They fired half the first year. I kept my job, but then I couldn't handle it because I realized the uncertainty was always around me. So as I started to feel sick, I started to run to all these doctors and said, please help me. I don't feel well. I'm not sleeping. I'm getting sick all the time. And they took all this blood work, and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. And they gave me this little blue pill. And they said, if you take this pill for your anxiety, everything will be okay. But even that made me anxious. So I went on.
And what was the blue pill?
It was some kind of anxiety medication.
Got it. Got it. So it wasn't from the Matrix.
That would have been better, right? So I went on like this for a really long time. And then one day I heard this story, and it actually changed my life. It changed everything for me. And it's a Taoist story about this farmer. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard this story before. And this farmer had a horse, and his horse ran away. And the neighbor comes by and says, you have the worst luck. And the farmer says, maybe. And the next day, the horse comes back with five mares. And the neighbor comes by and says, you have the best luck. And the farmer says, maybe. And the next day, the farmer's son is on the horse, falls off, and breaks his leg. And the neighbor comes by and says, you have the worst luck. And the farmer says, maybe. But the next day, the army comes to take his son to war, but they can't take him because his leg is broken. So the neighbor comes by and says, you have the best luck. And the farmer said, maybe. And in the Taoist tradition, the story just means life is neither good or bad. Things just are always changing. But for me, probably because I'm from the West, when I heard that story, I actually felt a pop in my chest. And all of a sudden, my whole entire body was filled with hope. Because in my life, I had been so worried when something didn't work out, when the horse ran away. I never imagined that there was more possibilities, that there was more openness. So when I started to play with this idea of maybe, everything started to change. I went home that day. And I had switched into business consulting, and I was worried, I don't have enough clients, I'm never going to have enough money. And I sat back and said, well, maybe I do have enough clients, and maybe things will change, and maybe they'll get better. Maybe there's something I need to learn, or maybe everything is just okay. And when I started to think that way, everything changed. My fear transformed into hope, and I was much more open, much more peaceful, much more relaxed, and it took on a whole new meaning and a life that I could have never expected. It shifted my relationship with uncertainty. I started to see uncertainty as my friend. That's the place where all my possibilities existed, and this one little word brought me there.
That's fabulous, and maybe is such a powerful word in the sense that it may be.
and
we are so busy doing and being, active. And I have the sense, you know, for a lot of our listeners who are type A moms or type A, you know, career women, that, you know, we almost have to hit a wall to understand that it's okay to allow life to happen. And, you know, for a long time, I was a control freak because I was always wanting to make sure my son's environment was safe for his health. And I was constant with that. And it really was a big letting go now that he's, you know, 15 and a half and he's taller than me and he doesn't, you know, I basically give him these little packs of vitamins and send him on his way and just cross my fingers. And, you know, maybe he can take care of himself. Maybe he can't. But, you know, there's a certain level of surrender with life.
Right. And the fact that we're always thinking the worst, the fact that, yeah, maybe it could go wrong, but maybe it won't. Maybe everything's okay. It allows us to sit in this larger place instead of this fearful thought, things are bad. He's not going to, he'll take the vitamin. He won't take the vitamin. He won't come home on time. Instead of seeing this place where everything's bad, we sit in this larger perspective where we realize that maybe everything can be good and maybe things will get better and maybe he'll be okay. So, yeah, we recognize something could, there could be a problem, but maybe there won't. And you know, you were just reminding me, there was a woman I was sitting with recently. We were having lunch, and she was telling me all these great things about her children. And I said, wow, it looks like everything is really going well. And she said to me, but something bad could happen any minute. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, I said, yes, I guess that's true, but something good could happen too. And maybe reminds us, because we're always focused on the bad thing or the wrong thing, that maybe reminds us there are good things out there also, and things that we don't even know. Because if you think about it, in life, there are people who have faith that could just wake up in the morning and say, no matter what happens, I'll be okay. But most of us struggle because when we don't know, we worry that it's not going to work out, or when something bad happens, we can't imagine it changing.
Do you think, though, that this is more of a woman's issue? I don't know. My husband is a lot more relaxed about things than I am. Do you think that women, we are more along the lines of control, like control to us is more important?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I find at work now, because I started this when I left the law and I started business consulting, most of my clients were men. And I was not planning on sharing this idea of maybe with anybody. This was my whole little private way of alleviating my stress and worry. And it was actually the clients that were men that embraced it first, because they couldn't deal with the fact that it was actually after the 08 crash and a lot of people's businesses weren't working out, and they couldn't handle, like, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to support my kids? You know, not being able to deal with certainty across the board, men and women. I find there are areas where you might find a woman struggling more than a man, but uncertainty, it gets everybody. Because most people, a lot of people, like they said, they don't have faith, and they're worried deep down they're not okay, and life's not okay. And have a child. You need your children to be okay. I don't know a parent who doesn't say, my children need to be okay. But we know life has twists and turns. So I find maybe helps men and women deal with their children, because they realize this is not what we expected. Your child could be ill, they could be bullied, maybe they're not doing great in school. We didn't expect this, but it doesn't mean that things can't still work out. So this little word allows every parent, a dad and a mom, to just kind of, you know, leave that little negative, narrow place and go to a much more expansive place. So for parenting, it really is across the board, helps everybody.
That's great. And I wonder, you know, for me, meditation has allowed me to be in the maybe, you know, to be in a place of uncertainty, because it has helped me discern my mind, where my mind is, you know, taking action versus my heart. Do you have any practices for our listeners that you use with maybe?
Yes. And I think meditation, I mean, that's the best. That's the best of everything. But some people, they don't have a great meditation practice, or some people don't meditate.
I'm not saying my meditation practice is great. I mean, come on. I've been doing it for a number of years, you know, well over a decade, and I'm still not great at it. I think that's the point.
Exactly. And maybe in a way is a moving meditation. It makes us more mindful, and it's a cognitive tool that we use to enter a more peaceful state with less thoughts. And I always say that maybe is hope without attachment, because, you know, we could set goals and we could want all these great things to happen in our life, which is fabulous. But it's when we get attached, it's when something happens you didn't expect. And are you going to freeze? Or are you going to give up? Are you going to get negative? Or are you going to enter the field of maybe? And that's what makes the difference. Because when you're entering the field of maybe, you're going to allow, like you said in the beginning, allow life to happen, allow something new to come to you, allow yourself to persevere through something that you didn't think you'd be able to get through, and hold the hope. And as you hold the hope, you'll find new ways to achieve the things that you want. So as a meditation or a mantra, sometimes for me, it's just a statement.
I love it.
When I'm worried,
it reminds me of a girlfriend of mine. She says whenever she's stressing out about the future or whatever, she says, I wonder what's going to happen next. And, you know, it kind of is more of a curiosity. And maybe, you know, I'm applying it right now as you're talking. I was applying it to things in my mind like, well, maybe Sage will, you know, come home on time tonight. Well, maybe. And it does actually have a visceral, right, physical sort of, right, you know, relaxation to it.
Right. And maybe if he doesn't, everything is still okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And that's for me, the biggest one is maybe everything is okay. Like, I'll be, instead of going to the, even like yesterday, my roof started leaking, water started pouring out, and I'm watching this, and like, I felt like I was getting so stressed. I'm like, well, I've never had this before, but maybe everything is okay, and it just kind of relaxes you into the moment.
It's going to cost you some money, but maybe it'll
be great. Maybe that's okay, too, and then you just get the pot, you put it under, you know, it just puts you in a more relaxed and ease state. But there's also sometimes where we're in a situation that one statement, it's overwhelming us. Like, I remember the first time I actually found this exercise I'm going to share with you, I thought that my daughter was having stomach problems, and I brought her to the doctor, and I thought, you know, maybe she had a little acid. I really didn't expect anything tremendous or horrible. And the doctor looks at me and says, you know, your daughter could have celiac disease. And for me, and my rational mind, my intellectual mind knows that people live with celiac disease. But it doesn't matter. When you're in this emotional, when you're with your child, sometimes emotion takes over. I said, that's not supposed to happen. She's not supposed to have celiac disease. That wasn't the plan. It was almost like he pulled the rug from under me. And no matter how I could not get a hold of my rational mind. And I started to spin out. And this went on all day. And, you know, he took blood work and said it would take a week to get back. And that night, it's like 2:00 in the morning, I can't sleep. And I said, I can't do this. I have a week that I'm going to have to wait. I'm making myself feel sick. So I actually wrote down, this is the exercise I developed that night. I said, what's my biggest fear? And my biggest fear wasn't that she had celiac disease. My biggest fear was she wasn't okay. So I wrote, I'm worried that my daughter's not okay. And I asked myself the question, are you absolutely certain that she's not okay? No, I'm not absolutely certain. So what else is there? And I started to write these maybe statements down. And first, they were very broad. Maybe everything's okay. maybe this is good that we went to the doctor and got blood work. Maybe if she has celiac disease, we'll figure it out. Maybe she doesn't have it. Maybe she has something else. And as I sat there writing all these maybe statements out, 20 minutes into it, all of a sudden I felt that pop in my chest because I realized we weren't stuck. We weren't doomed. I didn't expect this, but it doesn't mean that things aren't going to be bad. It doesn't mean that we can't still be okay. It doesn't mean there's still life to experience. And when you do that, if you do that for 20 minutes, you're going to feel that, and you're going to feel lighter. And it doesn't mean that situation is still not going to bother you on any level, but you're going to be in such a more expansive state that you're going to have much more hope, and you're going to be able to deal. And for those 7 days, I actually was calm. I probably was more present those 7 days than I normally am. And, my daughter and I took her to school. I changed her diet a little bit. And then, of course, on day 7, the doctor calls and says, you have to wait 3 more days. And I went back to maybe that's okay. And it turns out she didn't have celiac disease. But the point really was I was in a situation I didn't expect. And because of maybe, I was more open, I was more relaxed, more peaceful. And everything shifted for me with that one little word. And again, it sounds so simple that you're just going to say this one little word, maybe. But it really takes you to
profound.
A new place.
No, it's a profound. It's a languaging, that actually is an opening. It's also creative. So maybe is, maybe as I'm a writer as well. And it's a great tool to use for writing. I can see myself how I do that maybe she goes to, I'm playing with fiction right now and it's very fun. There's lots of maybes in fiction.
Oh yeah. When you're writing, you're allowing yourself to have a new experience. Without maybe, we're always shutting down. Without maybe, the past is always with us. It didn't work out yesterday. She said I couldn't do it, or that was a bad experience. And without maybe, we're just bringing the past into the present. We think we know what's going to happen next, and we don't. And so we're not really showing up for life open to like you said to me, to let it all happen. So even with writing, like when I'm stuck, sometimes I just sit there and I just breathe in and out the idea of maybe. I don't even think about anything, just maybe. And even if I don't come up with exactly what I want to say, I'm in a much more relaxed state. I'm more present and available. Maybe says I'm available for life.
Absolutely.
That's how I always think.
And how does it work with are you married?
Yes.
And how does it work with that?
In the relationship?
It seems like it would be great. Like right now we're trying to figure out where to go on vacation. And, I wanted to go to Asia because I always go there, and my son wanted to go to Denmark, and I was like, Denmark? I never even thought of Denmark. But then I'm like, well, maybe we could do that. And I looked, and there was a special round trip tickets for like $600 from California. And I was like, whoa, maybe this is a great option.
Yeah.
It allows us to be in relationship.
Yeah, it allows us to be more expansive. Again, we're relationships. We're often, I know a lot of people talk about this, the past is with us in every relationship, and it's very limiting. And so every time we're with somebody, we're not really with them. We're with everything that's happened before. All the experiences we've had before, we're bringing to the table. And then relationships get stuck, and relationships can change. They can't grow. So if you're sitting with somebody and you're able to not, because what's going to happen if they say something to you, it's always going to have the charge of yesterday. Well, he hurt me yesterday. He lied to me last week. But if you're able to be in maybe, you could actually sit there and say, okay, I am open to what's possible in this moment. Mm-hmm. And when the person speaks to you, you're just going to be more open. You're going to be less reactive because you're going to say, maybe this is different. Maybe this is a new moment. Maybe we can have a new experience together. And also planning a trip, going out for a meal. We get so rigid. I don't like that place. I don't want to go there. But then, when you're in this idea of maybe we could go, he wants to go there tonight. Maybe we could do that. And you just open up to new experiences in your life. So with relationships become more expansive. They become more forgiving. They become more creative. And you end up, doing things you never thought that you would do. And, sometimes you say maybe and you do something and it wasn't so great. But something? You're still experiencing life and you're never going to know. And for me, maybe it's less about the good and bad, and it's more about, like you said about your friend, about creativity and life being interesting and what could happen next. We just want to keep growing as individuals. And even if we didn't have a great time, there's maybe after that as well. So yeah, we don't know what comes from what. You know, one thing leads to another.
So is that your favorite exercise, the one where you were worried about your daughter and then, you know, what's your favorite exercise for using maybe to...
That, I think, is the most powerful. You write down your biggest fear. You write down what's really bothering you. And you ask yourself, am I absolutely certain that's true? And most of the time we're not. Most of the time we're just projecting what this event means for the future, but we don't know what's going to happen. And then we start writing the maybe statements down. And you might start them very broad. You can get very specific. And I can almost guarantee that after a period of time, you're going to feel lighter and you're going to feel better.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Changemaker with Zina Muzyka.
I find that the more I study religion and spirituality and the deeper I get, you know, as a publisher of Mind, Body, Spirit now too, I'm always reading these very complex manuscripts or very complex ideas. And I'm always looking for that one simple passage, that one eloquent, you know, like it was inspired from, you know, all the ages, like it's a timeless thing. And this gift of maybe is really one of those, because it's so easy to use. And it's also, you can use it anywhere with anything.
And you know, yes. And well, people still sometimes like if someone says to you, like, now I read a lot, be in the moment. Everyone says, be in the moment, accept this, be in the moment, accept this.
That annoys me.
Yeah, how do people get there, right? How do people get there? Like, you have a life filled with disappointments, with fear, with anxiety, relationships with your parents, with your husband. There's so much. We have 1,000 thoughts going on. How do we shift that? And so for me, maybe it's a platform where I can start to shift that. I don't have to force it. I'm a big believer. We have to allow ourselves to feel what we feel. If you feel frustrated... Right?
Well, when people
agree.
Yeah, but when people come to you and they say, oh, it's going to be okay, or oh, be in the moment, or,
right,
you know, you'll get over it. You know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. You know, in this very moment, what I'm feeling is what is present. And, you know, it's almost like a way to give yourself permission. And, you know, so in business, I know that maybe has always been a great tool. Tell us how you use it when you're consulting.
But just go back to your example, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But the fact that maybe I will is an opening. So as you're feeling the sadness, if you're feeling the frustration, maybe's out there. And it's like this hopeful place where you recognize, you know, maybe there's the place to go from here. So it doesn't keep us stuck in that emotion. It allows us to feel that emotion, but at the same time, there's an opening and we see it. And there's a fellow that once came, I gave my book, I originally self-published this book and then Penguin published it. But when I have the self-published version of this book, I gave it to this fellow who just lost his wife. And he came up to me weeks later and says, Allison, I hated your book. And I'm like, you hated my book? He's like, yeah. He goes, my wife died and things will never get better. And then I realized, like, he's mourning. He's grieving. He needs that space. And for a long time, I always wondered, wow, you know, I wonder what would have happened if I'd given him that book 6 months later, a year later. And 2 years later, he actually came up to me and said, Allison, I just want to thank you that your book really meant so much to me. He said, when I first read it, I was grieving but after a while, I recognized I'm still here. What's still possible in my life? Maybe there's something else. And today he has a girlfriend. And it doesn't mean that he loves the girlfriend more than he loved his wife, because maybe it's not about that. But it gave him the space to go to at some point. And it actually became a very profound experience for him, but he needed to be ready. So
yeah,
it was there for him, and then eventually he went into that. So yes, maybe I will, maybe I won't, but the fact that maybe I will, that's very meaningful, right? Even in the time of not knowing, it's very meaningful to know that life still has hope and uncertainty can be our best friend, and it might guide us into something new. Even if we don't like it as much as we liked yesterday, we're still here and life still has hope. There's still something left for us to experience.
Well, and I always, in everything but my son's health, because it was so perilous for so long, I have been great with the maybe. You know, I started a tea company by throwing gypsy tea parties with belly dancers and tea leaf readers. And everybody said, oh my God, what a terrible idea. That's your plan for stability. That's your plan for your life. Like, and I was like, well, maybe it'll work. And sure enough, that first one, I made $1,000, which to me at the time was a fortune. And the maybe ended up, you know, becoming a business that products in 20,000 stores. So maybe for me has always been, I've never actually said it was maybe, but it was almost like I love plucking from the uncertain future. I know from experience that we are driving our lives, but it doesn't look the way we want it to. Like I had a vision a couple nights ago. I was working with this shaman, and he was saying, you know, if you are suffering or if you're worrying, you've fallen out of love. You've fallen out of, you know, feeling that you can trust the world and that, you know, God or the greater, you know, love of the world has left you and you're separate from that. And he said, but you're really, so if you're suffering, you've fallen out of love, but if you can turn back to it, you'll have a level of certainty. And I think that's the nuance here, is that we don't need certainty in the sense that, okay, by 5:45 p.m. every night, the sun is going to set in exactly the right way. It's almost like we need certainty that we'll be cared for, and that, right, that love is real, and that we can trust, you know, other people at a certain level, you know, to keep us safe. So I think maybe is, you know, there's so many levels of uncertainty, so many levels of knowing and unknowing. And some of them are just so juicy that, you know, to know all the mysteries of the world would, you know, lead to a fairly boring life.
Right. But it was so interesting when you said that, because we suffer falling out of love. I love everything that he said. And if you have faith, what happens in your life is not going to shift that. If you have faith, well, no matter what happens, you're going to stay connected. What happens is that because uncertainty scares us so much and we feel so vulnerable and we feel not okay, we lose that idea. And so I almost think of maybe it's like a cognitive faith. It allows us through our mind to connect back, right?
Yeah.
And that connect back. So when I'm suffering, yes, I've forgotten that my connection with the universe, I've forgotten my connection with humanity, and I don't have faith at that moment. But with maybe, I could. It's like a bridge, and it'll connect me back, and there I am again. And even though I use maybe to get there, I'm still there, and I'm like, okay, maybe everything's still okay. It allows me to connect back and to suffer less. And when you're not suffering, you're going to be more present, more open, and eventually, I think, with maybe you cultivate that faith. So I think when you don't have faith, you use maybe, and then hopefully you're able to cultivate it over
time. I think what you said is really of key importance. It is a cognitive tool. And you mentioned a couple times earlier in our chat that you could feel like a pop in your chest, like your heart could actually, you know, you could relax and not be clenching there. And I think maybe actually does feel like my mind can wrap itself around it.
Yeah.
So that it can let go and let the heart drive, you know, the ship. Because I think that's really, our mind is the control freak, not our heart. Our heart knows everything's going to be okay. It's our mind that gets wrapped up in it.
Right. And then you have this whole thing that people are obsessed with positive thinking. Positive, and like we talked about staying in the moment, just stay positive. But the problem is with positive thinking, even if you go back to Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, that was all God-based. He said, you know, believe in God, everything will be okay.
Absolutely.
But what, you know, what if you don't have that connection, or what if you, you know, like we talked about, you lose faith, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to stay positive. But people who are uncertain have trouble with that. Because let's say you wake up in the morning, you're like, when we talked, you asked me a question about business, that you wake up in the morning, you're like, you know, today's the day, I'm going to land that client, I'm going to close that deal, I'm going to get that job, you know, you get to work, and it turns out you don't get that client. If you're afraid of uncertainty, you're not going to be able to continue to be positive. I didn't get that client, things are bad, my business will never grow now, what's going to happen next? And so negativity is going to take over, and then you're battling between positive and negative. But if you're able to hold this idea of maybe, you recognize that life doesn't often come down to one moment. All right, I didn't get that client, maybe I'll get the next, maybe everything is still okay.
It is a form of positive thinking, but I feel like it's a more realistic form of positive thinking.
it allows you. It's not, I don't know if I call it a form of positive thing. I think it allows you, if you're in the realm, the mindset of maybe, it allows you to stay positive. Because you're not going to be so, everything that happens isn't going to bring you down. So yes, if you're able to embrace maybe, and you want to be more of a positive thinker, you'll be able to hold it, because when one thing doesn't happen, you're not going to give up, or you're not going to feel down, you're not going to feel negative. You're going to be like, okay, well, maybe something else. And I have to tell you, that is how, you know, this really took off for me during when the economy crashed in 08, because I had no choice. My clients, they were like, their businesses were just, people who had been in business for 10 years and doing really well and selling all these products, they had everything just stopped. And it was only this idea of maybe that allowed them.
Yeah, we lost a lot in that, in my business at the time. And the maybe was terrifying, but I love it. I love that that you have brought the power of maybe to people. And so where can people find you, Allison?
The book, the Gift of Maybe, you could find it in all the big major bookstores, Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores, also online, Amazon.com, all the online retailers. I also have this great blog at AllisonCarman.com. I write a lot about uncertainty and maybe and parenting and self-help. And I also write for the Huffington Post, Psychology Today, Inc.com. So I'm all over the place, and even just the blogs alone, if you're looking for some help in daily life, there's really a bunch of great stuff that you can read online.
Allison, thank you so much for following your intuition and bringing the single word out into, you know, people's consciousness, because I feel like sometimes when these simple ideas come to us, a lot of times we pass it over in hopes of something more complex. And you really have done humanity a service by bringing maybe into the lexicon, and I'm excited to be using it now. I'm gonna go use it for lunch. I'm gonna go figure out what I'm going. Maybe I will go out to lunch to that, you know, really yummy expensive restaurant, because maybe it's I love it. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. I really appreciate it. For those of you who are listening, you can find more out about Allison. You can Google the Gift of Maybe as well. Her website is absolutely beautiful, and her book is lovely. I've got it. I'm going to be using it. It's a small book, which I really like. It's really well done, really beautiful. And you can find me on Twitter at Mistress of Tea. Jump in and start a conversation there. You can find me on Facebook at ZHENA. And if you have questions for Allison, you can always ping me or ping Allison, and we can continue the conversation in social media, because maybe this conversation isn't over. Thank you so much.
Thank you.